I forgot to clap almost then, which
no,
is
you, yeah,
I'm
you
really,
remembered at just the right time.
yeah, but I feel like I've really lost the beginning of podcasts at the moment. I don't
Have
know
you?
why.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know, it slipped away from
How
me a
much
bit.
of your RAM is on winning the Premier League, honestly?
That's a brilliant question. Well, I don't know about winning. Do you mean winning the Premier
Losing
League, or
it.
do you mean, yeah?
You, you,
So,
you, you, do you know who you are? You are Kevin Keegan in 1990.
I would love it if we beat
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that year. 6, 96, 95? When was that?
But we've come into this, like, I think since the turn of the year, mm-hmm. we've got 40 points from 45 and City have got 39
oh,
from
don't
45.
Get all fucking boring on me.
No, no, but what I'm saying
Talk
is it's come from...
Talk about the emotion of it, not the stato. Stato, stato.
I am...
Stato.
How much of my RAM...
Is it taxing?
Think,
is it taxing you? Is it there?
Yes,
is it on the back burner?
Yeah, genuinely. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was because I can see a difference.
Well, this is the bathroom that's been the biggest. Because
no,
my bathroom
more
is
than
the other
that.
50%. I've let everything else in my life.
You try to make out to me, oh, I've been doing the bathroom. I said, didn't your soccer guys play the Tottenhams today? You totally watched that.
Oh, yeah. I worked up until I thought it was 12:30 kickoff. And then at about 10 to 12, I thought, oh, I'll put the radio on and just see what they're saying about the game. Or I'll check the lineup. And it's like, it then mentioned it was a 12 o'clock kickoff. I was like, fuck! So I was in all very grubby clothes where I've been doing grubby work. And then, so I got dressed, come downstairs and watched the football and then went straight back up to work. It's been awful. This bathroom.
So hang on, whoa. You got dressed to watch the football in your own house?
No, I got out of my dirty clothes to sit in the lounge.
What?
I'm not sitting in my beautiful
You're not allowed to sit
chair.
In your lounge in your dirty clothes.
I'm not sitting in my lounge in
because
my...
Because your wife told you you're not.
No, she wasn't here.
Yeah, but she'd have come back and gone, Ash.
No. I'm not sitting
Ash,
in this lap.
Is that
you
a bit
know
of CT,
my view.
Is that a bit
what?
Of CT1? You're
I
not
mean,
allowed to sit in your own
can
house.
Can I be
in
honest? The amount of CT1, wet CT1 that was spread all over my jumper,
yeah.
which was my favourite New Balance jumper
well,
until
now it's
I once.
Waterproof. you go fox hunting in that.
It's fucked. I've fucked all my clothes. I'm never doing this
that don't
again.
Fit you anymore anyway, Tubbs. But you're on a miraculous weight loss journey.
I'm gonna be, yeah.
Oh, you can't. Couldn't it be? I thought you had Ash. How
oh,
can
no,
you be?
Oh no! Yeah. Okay.
How
so
can you
since
be,
yeah, yeah, since the
public
I've not done
shaming.
Any exercise. I've not done any exercise.
No,
but this
haven't
is
been
the
eating.
Thing. This I have not been eating.
Do you
That's
know what?
My technique.
Anyone with an ounce of self-respect, after being publicly shamed on Twitter, would probably have an eating disorder. But you're just like, yeah, I haven't done anything. I've just been.
No, I've got an eating disorder. I can't stop fucking shoveling my fat.
You're the seafood
face.
Diet. If you see
no.
food and it's fish, you eat it.
I have been awakened to the fact that if I can honestly spend this much time doing a bathroom, then I can spend half an hour a day to go into the gym.
You haven't got to spend half an hour going to the gym. You haven't. This is, can I tell you the big great myth? You haven't got to do that. Obviously, it would expedite the results. You've just got to consume less calories than you burn.
Oh, no, but I don't burn any calories. This is the thing you don't understand about me.
2/3 of the calories you burn you would burn in the coma. It's the same. Your body requires 2/3.
I can't burn that 1/3 calories.
You don't need to. You just
I'm
don't
too
to,
fat.
You don't need to out-eat that. So 2/3 of... There's your body, right? There's like
My metabolism is zero.
No, it's not. It can't be carrying that head around. It can't
I've got
be.
No metabolism. I don't burn calories. I've got a mate of mine eats so much shit. And I'm not talking about he eats the right thing.
No.
I'm talking about he eats the wrong
Ash,
thing.
This is untrue because people what are overweight tend to secret eat. And people what have got an eating disorder on the other end of the spectrum, they publicly eat. I know skinny people. I went to university with a girl who was a proper anorexic.
Yeah.
And they go, I'm not diminishing it, but like, I mean, and You know how people can say, I'm starving, they mean they're a bit peckish. I mean, she was anorexic to the point where she was really, she got furry. And I think that when women get so skeletally thin, their internal organs are at risk of, you know, getting too cold. So they start growing fur.
Yeah, that happens, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah, she was a hairy little fucker, mate. And
I'm bald as a coot and getting bolder.
I cannot remember one instance where I looked at her either in a lecture or anywhere where she was publicly had some item of food in her hand. Now, the people that tend to be super morbidly obese, the opposite. And this is the whole problem. So your mate that goes, oh, I eat loads of... I saw a thing where they had those people that say, oh, I can't eat anything and I put on weight. And then they had people that said, I eat loads and I just lose weight. And when they looked at what they actually eat, it was the opposite. Like the fat people were like, oh, I've only had 2 Big Macs on the way home and then the roast dinner. That's not much. And then the skinny people, like, I've had loads. I ate half a tangerine for breakfast. And then I had a piece of toast at 9 o'clock at night. And they thought that was a lot. It's all perspective. It's all perspective. This is the thing. Metabolisms can be slightly faster or slower, but generally...
I don't do anything. I wake up, I get in a car.
You're working
I drive
your bollocks
somewhere.
Off doing it. You've just contradicted
this
yourself.
Bathroom.
Yep, that's
this
up
bathroom
and down.
Has been.
Yeah. Kneeling down, getting up, kneeling down, getting
up. But that's
up.
Been... I've been up and down the stairs 400 times. If I was doing the
Reebok
step yeah. Yeah, but that's since the public shaming.
How much weight have you lost?
I'm not weighing myself. I refuse to weigh myself.
Yeah, you
but
should.
Yes,
can you
I
see,
must have weighed some.
Can,
lost,
you see
lost
a, can you see a cheekbone?
Well, not mine.
Not in your arse.
I can see a cheekbone.
Imagine if you had
a
big, thick Brazilian arse, you'd be very heavy, wouldn't you?
I'd be very desirable.
Well, I'm not saying you're not desirable, come on. But I'm saying that is an area where you put on zip. You don't even put on weight.
That is insane. My lack of arse. That is actually troublesome.
Do you think that's...
My trousers are falling down at all times. I'm a 36 waist. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but do you put your trousers under your gut like? You know, Jeremy Clarkson's like, oh, I'm a 26 inch waist, but he looks like a fucking egg in an egg cup. So
yeah,
do you think about a dog that's cowering with its tail tucked down, its arse, its tail between? That's your whole demeanor. I think your physicality is that.
Yeah, it is. I feel like that as well.
I think you need to just arch your back a bit and present. Like a peacock. Show us your asshole, mate. Everyone wants it.
Okay.
Don't hide it away. Don't tuck it down underneath there where no one can get at it there. Get it right up there.
I went through a phase at the end of last year where I got really rubbish at wiping my ass.
What?
Never had a phase like that. Like, I just become... No, I don't mean rubbish as in, you know, he's become
what,
really
like,
rubbish.
What do you mean? Like a lack of care?
No. No, that's not what I mean. I understand that terminology. I don't mean I become bad at doing. I became bad at doing it
what,
rather
you got
than
flexible.
No, it just like I would. It felt a lot more like I was smearing shit around than it used to.
Oh, was that when? Well, this would have been.
I guess
you
it could have been
keto.
Yeah,
it's just more oily.
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah, you've gone from
emulsion never linked
to
the
gloss
two.
There, haven't you?
You know what? I never linked the two. It would have been then, yeah.
Yeah, so you've gone from mully to gloss. It's not, you know,
yeah.
Just
a little
bit of water and a wet rag will clean that up too.
I don't think I'd really thought about it, but it probably was that. Because, yeah normally, and I've asked you this before on the pod, but it's wipe, poo, wipe, poo, wipe a little bit less poo, wipe less poo, wipe... No poo, you're done. Am I right?
Well,
it's not wipe poo, wipe poo, wipe poo, wipe a little bit less poo, wipe a little bit less poo, wipe no poo, wipe no poo.
You know, you're actually supposed to defecate, and your feces are meant to come out in sort of like a sack. There should be no wiping, or you wipe and go, well, that's clean. I get that more often than I don't.
Come out in a sack.
There's a
are you swallowing condoms.
That's why I got sacked as Santa at the children's home. I was shitting in a sack. No, you're meant to have like a lining of your... of. There's meant to be like a sort of...
Like a sausage?
Yeah, like a sausage casing. But it's not an actual... it's like not an actual thing, but it's like
like a layer of mucus.
Yeah, like a layer of mucus, like a pellet. I do perfectly clean, smellless pellets. I do not do that at all. There's something about dad shit. I don't know if it's once you have kids, you just start become a dad shitter. It's different.
Yeah, again, all my life I've wanted to be a dad shitter or a dad farter or a dad burper.
I don't do that.
But I don't do that.
I can't bring myself to do that.
What, big farts?
Any. I just don't agree. I don't believe in them.
No.
That's my whole conspiracy theory. I don't think they're a real thing. I think it's like a mass psychosis that we think we do it, but it's like a weird party trick that everyone just does because they think it's real. I don't think it's real that we need to do that.
I honestly think the more that I talk to you, we've been doing this a long time now, I think it's just meant to be. Because you say things that I've been thinking for years and I've never said that out loud before, but I totally agree.
I swear to God, I went keto and noticed that I was very less gaseous. And I started thinking to myself, oh, maybe it's weird because you think like you breathe into your lungs and your guts. I don't know. And since I sort of thought, what do you call that? You know, like when people sort of mind over matter, I start thinking maybe I've just been told that this is what people do and it's learned behavior. I don't do it. I don't.
No, I'm not windy at all. It's really weird because when I say I'm vegan, people are like,
you're not eat loads of lentils and chickpea vegan. You're a pot noodle.
No, but I don't think I would. And nothing affects me. Like I could drink an energy drink and I don't get the energy drink high either. I get no effect. So if I'm
You couldn't have a Red Bull, could you, because of taurine?
Oh, is that not... What's taurine? I don't know what that is.
I think it's bull sperm.
I think it was... But I don't think it is now. I think it'd be... I wouldn't drink a Red Bull. Well, no, I probably would have drunk a Red Bull.
I think taurine is an extract of bovine semen, I think. I think
it was, but I think it's now... I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty confident that it's now artificial.
Synthetic?
Yeah, synthetic.
Do you know what steroids are made out of?
Is it taurine?
No, you would think so, wouldn't you? Which is comes from bull's testicles. You know, steroid, basically testosterone, which is a hawk, it comes from yams.
Oh, yeah. No, it did. I think you told me this before.
Because it's blown my mind that they get like a carbon from a yam.
Because if you eat too many yams, it can show as a failed drugs test.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know that I heard the urban myth that I guess is true about the poppy seeds. It's the same as opioids.
Yeah, and...
I don't think they test for opioids in the Olympics. That would be more...
Europe, they feed... You're allowed to feed animals steroids to grow them. You're not allowed to in the UK.
Frank Mir got popped back in the days.
Who's Frank Mir? From the telescope?
He was a UFC heavyweight champion. Fucking great fighter. Very interesting case. He had a glass jaw, but he was incredibly good at jiu-jitsu. Like, probably the best, still the best heavyweight.
But just don't get hit on the chin.
You'd hit him and he would go, and I'm going to use it, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say an outdated word then. In boxing, have you heard the expression Q Street? Rhymes with beer? Yeah, so they used to say in 80s boxing, oh, he's on Q Street, rhymes with beer street. They say, oh, he's on, but I don't think you can say that now. But
he felt queer. I think
Oh, yeah, it's queer street.
I think so. If you're not saying
queer street,
like,
means,
oh, I feel a bit queer, that's
queer
fine.
Street means when a boxer or a fighter has been hit and is on unsteady legs. You know, when they're sort of like they've lost all their equilibrium.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I think it's a different meaning of the word. Probably. I think that's all right.
That's called being on queer street. So Frank Mir would get hit and he'd be on queer street, and in MMA, I think this is a little known fact or a lesser known fact amongst casual fans or outside observers. MMA fights, UFC in particular, have a model of a show money and a win bonus. So you might get $150,000 to show up. This is, you know, and $150,000 if you finish them. So in MMA, you might have noticed that a bit unlike boxing, where they're happy to eke out a points win, in MMA, if any fight hits the other one and they go on Queer Street, they go insane. And they just leap in. And it's like, they go like a feeding frenzy, like trying to kill them.
Has anyone ever tricked the other fighter by pretending?
Yeah, loads of times. Yeah, a lot of times. Anderson Silva used to do this very fake knee wobble thing. But the most famous one, and I urge anyone listening to watch it up, is Pat Barry and Chet Congo. Now, Chet Congo wasn't playing. He wasn't playing possum. But he was on Queer Street. It's insane. And Pat Barry charges in. And I just think that is that's probably the biggest table-turning fight I've ever seen in MMA. Maybe. I mean, it's definitely up there. So anyway, Frank Mir was this brilliant jiu-jitsu guy. He did a horrible thing where he... And the other big jiu-jitsu heavyweight of all time would have been Big Nog, but Frank Mir broke his arm in an Americana. So I think he's the best. But anyway, he got popped for steroids and he said he was in, I think he fought in Australia. And I think he said he ate cheap kangaroo meat. Or was he in Brazil? He was either in Brazil and said he ate horses. You know, it's something you don't normally eat. I think it was horses in Brazil. That sounds more...
And they had been given steroids to grow them.
Well, he thinks that. But the thing about the UFC is they've got rid of USADA now, and it's coming back.
Oh, yeah, they've got a different...
Oh, they're back on the juice, mate. I think they might be back on the juice. It's getting good again. It's definitely better. Have you heard about this Olympics?
Yeah, it's a big competition, mate. It's been going on for ages. No, like thousands of years.
Have you heard about the Dirty Olympics?
Oh, no. Oh, what, they're going to do a Roid Olympics?
Yeah, they're going to do a Roid
Olympics. They've always talked about it would be.
Some guy, and it's escaped me, he's a bit of a controversial character. You know, like Elon Musk is now this sort of...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A guy like that. Like, he's sort of like, his background was in something and he was like, whatever.
So he's like, let's have a Roids Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
You know the funny thing? That I was thinking this the other day, because, you know, like, Ben Johnson cheated. Yeah, I mean, that's the most famous one.
And FloJo. She just got caught 20 years later.
Later, yeah. 20 years on from being the great...
He got caught 20 days later. I think it
was
the same
Olympics. And who finished second and third? Was it Cole Lewis and Linford Christie?
I'm not sure.
But that's the thing I'm saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Ben Johnson ran a world record time, roided off his head.
Yeah.
And they went, no, you've cheated. He knew he cheated. That also baffles me. Because if you know that you don't deserve it, surely you know you don't deserve it. What's the point?
They were all cheating.
Okay, but, right, so he's roided. He has it taken away from him.
He did, yeah. He got caught.
But I don't know who the other two people were.
I think
the next
it was
three people.
Carl Lewis and Linford Christie won the year after the next Olympics, didn't he?
But don't you think it's bizarre that you go, right, that guy cheated, and then the other people just fall into insignificance?
Well, what about cycling? They say that it's impossible. I think it's impossible to do the Tour de France without cheating.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I'd heard that. It's like the most impossible thing.
Yeah, that's not steroids. That's EPO, isn't it?
And that's where oxygenate the blood, is that
it? Apparently your blood gets so oxygenated, they reckon, I've probably said this from here before because this is so bizarre or unbelievable, that Lance Armstrong would do the 12 hours or whatever it is, the stage, and then go to sleep for 3 hours, and then they reckon he'd get out of bed and have to go on an exercise bike
Burn off more.
Yeah, because otherwise your blood gets so thick it would clot and...
Because they did a thing where they used to withdraw blood before an event, and then pump it back into you before the event.
Well, they reckon Keith Richards did that, didn't they? They reckon he used to drink. Yeah, they reckon I don't know if it's true, but they used to say, he'd drink and do drugs for a year. And then like every Christmas or whenever, once a year, have
a load
complete
of fresh
blood transfusion.
Of his own blood. That's the
thing.
That's
I don't
what they
think
would
so. Do. I think like baby's blood or something.
The cyclists were doing a pint a week or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's all stored for however long it can be stored for and then put back in. So you've got more blood to pump your oxygen around.
Well, that Regenikine is they draw your blood out, heat it up and put it in a centrifuge, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And then it makes like this pus.
Plasma.
Yeah, and they reckon they inject it back in, and it's the most powerful anti-inflammatory known to man, and it's made out of your own blood. I mean, that's got to be good for you, isn't it? Not foreign.
There's also, you know, people with no use of their legs, wheelchair users, let's call them, they had a trick that was illegal where they would have pins pushed into their sort of dead legs, but the body still thinks it's under attack, so would start producing adrenaline
and stuff, yeah.
And then you would have a much heightened, so they could do that. That was a way of cheating. You would, a way of pumping extra adrenaline.
You mean Paralympics?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's not a drug.
That's not cheating, is it? Or is it?
Yeah, it's cheating, yeah.
Why?
I guess it's false. I don't know.
Very odd. But then where do you draw the line there? You could say, oh, if you have 12 hours sleep the night before, you...
Yeah.
You know, it's just a natural bodily thing. I mean, I wouldn't say that the doping agencies would get involved in acupuncture in the Olympics. So why would that...
I don't know. I think acupuncture does the same thing, actually.
Yeah, I think it
like when you... Acupuncture works, if it does work, it works by increasing blood flow to the point
that... I honestly am a firm believer in the power of fucking mentally hot chilies. That is like endorphin is released from pain, and they cause so much pain in your mouth and when you
if you have your bum.
Yeah, and I think all that pain, your body's must be producing and
it like clears you out as well.
Yeah, but I think that chilies, I think they release. I guess that's like a contact version of acupuncture, but for your digestive system.
Don't disagree with that either.
Yeah, I really do believe that. I definitely feel very I feel sort of hazy and chilled out after I've eaten really hot food tonight. Like my eyes feel a bit itchy, but I feel very sort of like dopamined up or something. It definitely releases something.
Yeah, I wonder if there is sort of a practice around that. I bet there is.
Chili therapy.
Yeah.
What about... Speaking of people in wheelchairs, can I say something that might be a bit controversial?
Yeah.
Maybe I won't.
Why is there so many spaces for him at the Tesco?
No, I went to the seaside because we had a nice sunny day. It's about 3 weeks.
There just can't be that much of a necessity at every Tesco for there to be that many spaces.
Why do they take... them to always to the seaside, and here's my point, they always have an ice cream. Now I'm an able-bodied person with very actually surprisingly dexterous and good eye to hand coordination, and I find eating ice cream quite a lot of jeopardy. It's quite
saying like mentally ill people, not just leg
no
Ill
I'm
people.
Saying people that can't quite control their tongue and hand. It's everywhere, mate. It's the worst food to give them.
Ice cream is so from a... my two-year-old gets excited by ice cream.
It melts.
Why is ice cream such a...
Hardest thing to eat in the world. Like it gets all around your mouth. You can drop it. It melts and runs over your fingers.
Yeah, it flops off the top.
You're giving this to someone who can't even swallow their own saliva. It's a mess. Why are you insisting
on... What's fun about ice cream? What other products are there? You can eat the container as well.
That's a good question. I think. Well, sandwiches. That's what a sandwich is, isn't it? Pies. Apparently, when they first made pies, they reckon that pies are the pastry used to stop the meat burn, and that you didn't eat it. They peeled that off.
Yeah. Well, they took them down. Like miners would have a pasty.
That's called saying. I know what you mean. It was like half of it was sweet and half was savoury.
Yeah.
It's like a divider up the middle. I don't know, but yeah, I think a cornet or a wafers was shit, weren't they? Was that an 80s thing? Because my mum and dad used to buy a block of ice cream that came in a cardboard.
Yeah. And you'd put a wafer either end.
Yeah, and they'd cut it. And it
kind of slither off if you were lucky to get it.
I don't think a kid would know what we're talking about. We used to get a cardboard box of ice cream.
It was a rectangle of ice cream.
It was, wasn't it?
In a cardboard box that fully opened up.
Yeah, it fully opened up and you cut it and put it in between and again, there's a wafer.
So it was probably, 3 inches by 4 inches.
Yeah, I guess it sort of looked like a keyboard, didn't it? Like a computer keyboard.
And because you used to get Cosmopolitan as well, where it was Neapolitan. Oh, what's Cosmopolitan?
Cosmopolitan was every colour. Neapolitan was just those three. Was it chocolate, vanilla, and not?
And then, so at the end of the week or whatever, there would always just be the strawberry left.
Right, I've got you a nice slice of Neapolitan ice cream. You can only eat one colour. Which do you eat?
Oh, probably the vanilla.
Oh, strawberry, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Strawberry would be my least.
I know, everyone's... That's why I asked. I knew I was...
But this is... So I wouldn't have done it with strawberry, but I definitely, my entire life, have forced... Like, I eat the ends of the garlic bread. Like, in this household, I'll go, yeah, give me the ends. I know they're the worst bit, but it's just like, I'll take
them. Whoa.
A bit like the dad thing you talk about.
Are you talking about the rounded ends?
The knobble. They're hardly ever got any garlic in it.
They're the best bits. They're the best bits. Oh, my God, that's the best bit. That is, I would eat... if I could buy just those, I would...
Would you?
Yes.
I feel like I've done it as a sort of punishment to myself.
No, the middle ones are all flabby and like tripey and salt, saggy.
Where do you stand on garlic bread? Do you like a baguette that's sliced that you rip off the little sections, or do you like a sort of flat garlic bread, that kind of like the bigger bits where they're cut long?
Oh my God, this is... I think, I don't know. Well, it's... Oh, fuck.
Or a pizza garlic bread.
No. Yeah, no. I can say no to that. I know what you mean.
What about Tear and Share? Have you ever had one of them? I had
one at Christmas that was the shape of a Christmas tree.
And they're bits of garlic shoved into it.
Yeah, I just think you're shitty. I think you're shitty Iceland baguette. I don't think you can beat it.
Nah. Well, a couple of times I have put those other larger, flatter ones, I've put them in a toaster and it does work.
They're good.
Or air fryer now. Our oven went bang the other day and took out all the electrics. I've not turned it back on since. I've been too busy in the bathroom. So everything's been air fried or hobbed.
Well, I just air fry everything anyway now, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's not a lot. The little ones eat pizza. We've got a big one, 2 compartments.
All right, mate. You're doing all right.
The little ones, they have pizza quite a lot, like round, you know, like the...
Yeah,
Tesco,
that pizza eater. Is.
Tesco, like but round, like Tesco
round,
ones.
Round, like a round crumpet, but you've got like...
You can't really do them in an air fryer, I don't think, unless you cut it in half.
Well, pizza, yeah, you can.
Oh, good.
It's blown my mind that you're going to explain what a pizza is.
No. The Tesco ones, I was going to say. We're not getting them like Goodfellas or whatever the good ones are.
Goodfellas? The best ones, I think.
What are they called?
Yeah, they are called Goodfellas, but they're not good. I'd say the best ones, the Pizza Express ones, when Tesco's do them and you get one for £3. Because they've got cubes of the low-moisture mozzarella on them. They haven't got grated... Is this boring?
The dusty mozzarella.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it is good.
Because people, you know, the buffalo wet mozzarella, that's not good on a pizza. People
no,
think
I agree.
Is. No.
I haven't had it for years. Was it you I was talking to the other day about how we used to have pizza that was like a sub cut in half?
Yeah. French bread pizza. What?
Can you buy them now?
Yep.
Can you?
Yeah, he has them a lot.
Where do they sell them?
Iceland. I think it's Chicago Town do them. You heard of that?
I think my son... But Chicago Town do the little round ones that you can nuke in a microwave.
Well, there might not be Chicago Town, but you can... an Aldi do them. You can definitely get those.
Oh, well, because I really think my son
and
should
you know
have
what
had them by
do you
16
know about
years old.
They always say pepperoni, and they have these tiny... Like, someone's cut up a pepperami pepperonis on them.
Yeah, they're tiny.
If you get a big pizza, they've got like the normal pepperonis. You get those little French bread ones, it's always got these tiny pepperonis, like pencils.
I can't eat them, but that was the pizza I had as a kid.
Yeah.
What about, and this is going to be the food pod, so what about TV dinners, beef? We used to have beef TV dinners.
Yeah, it's like tracing paper. Like this,
but the beef
so thin.
It was a millimetre thick, and it had like this sort of incandescent film
like when you get oil in a puddle, you can see a rainbow on it.
But it was meat. It was grey brown meat with a sort of rainbow
what
texture.
What were they called? We used to get them like not was.
They it was fucking disgusting what we were eating.
Your bird's eye roast
dinner.
Your
brains did
faggots. I know. I got squeamish about saying Queer Street, but they are called
faggots
brains
are,
faggots.
Are they potato based?
No, they're meat. I think they're awful balls. Awful.
What?
Faggots have got awful balls. They're awful balls.
Yeah, so you peel back this film.
You help your foreskin.
You add
beef
in gravy. The gravy was jelly.
Yeah.
The peas and carrots
I've never got this. Have you heard this expression? My mum and dad would say it. They're like bullets. Have you heard this? I never got that. People go, oh, the peas were like bullets. I'm like,
well, it's like shot bullets, I guess.
But you don't call that shot. That's called shot, isn't it?
Yeah.
But my mum would always say, oh, the peas were like bullets. And I'm thinking, why do you say pea shingle? That's like gravel? What? There's got to be a better...
It was bullets.
I never got that. Because whenever anyone says anything like that, and this is just the way my brain works, I can't help it. I literally visualise what they're saying. I can't help it. It flashes in my head. Yeah, so someone says the peas are like bullets.
Yeah.
You know in a cartoon where Sylvester's hungry and he looks at Tweety Pie and he sees a roast chicken.
Yeah,
for a second.
You do that.
Yeah, I do that. And I see a plate of bullets and I never got it. That's why I think when I do it, like in my act or whenever I write, my analogies are people would always say, oh, that's a really good analogy because that's how I think. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So when someone says peas are like bullets,
opposite of that.
Yeah, you're the opposite of that.
Although, so this is something, again, that might be interesting. I don't think there's new listeners to say, but I can't visualise anything. So I genuinely think that the vision part of it is in there and it's behind a paywall to me. Because yeah. I had a dream last night, and so I know that in that dream my wife had blonde hair.
Mm.
Right, it was her and she had blonde hair.
I've seen her with blonde hair though.
Yeah, she used to have blonde hair.
Yeah.
But I didn't see her. Like when I woke up, I had no vision of that.
The only thing I get, what's this called, dysphantasia or something?
Aphantasia.
Right, so aphantasia. The only thing I get with that is this is like an able-bodied person asking, you know, someone with a built-up shoe why they can't fucking climb a ladder. I don't know. But it's like, so all language and words,
yeah, it's so weird.
Because to me, I've got dyscalculia because I'm just not interested in numbers because I know numbers are behind everything. But like a poem, if someone told me a 12-line poem, it means something and it will stick. Yeah. But if someone tells me like, you know, the first so many digits of pi, it's just, they're just abstract.
Totally agree.
So I don't know what you hang the words on if you're not hanging them on visuals, because to me...
No, I've been thinking about this. I have.
It's
and
like having
when
money.
I...
Do you know what it's like having money, but not ever being able to spend it on anything. Without the value of money is what you can exchange it for. So if someone says he's £100,000, I'm thinking, fuck, that's like a Ferrari or a this or a, you know, half of a house around. Do you know what I mean? But if you've got no reference for the amount of money, then isn't it meaningless?
But this is the thing.
How
does
the words
thing.
Mean anything?
I think it's in there. I do think it's in there because
I think you stop yourself experiencing the rich tapestry of life.
If I could explain to you, right, like, so Arsenal played yesterday. That was something I am interested in.
Yeah.
I can explain to you how those goals happened off both teams, but I cannot see them. Whereas
can
some
you not
people,
in your mind's eye recall the beauty of, you know.
I mean, the answer's definitely going to be no. My child's face, no.
No, that might be face blindness. I'm talking. No. Okay, yeah, I get that. I know that face blindness is a real thing. But can you not picture the grace of Thierry Henry's goal? Do you know what I mean?
Him sort of running up the wing, beating
can
players.
Can you not replay it and watch the replay? Because
no.
I'm very visual.
I know.
I can
my
watch,
son is.
Yeah, I can really watch replays of things. And the scary thing is, or the thing that sort of like becomes concerning, is I'm, you know, now fucking 49 this year, and I'm watching these replays in my head that I can now look up on YouTube and go, oh no, that's completely different. So I've got these, I've got these created, I've got an archive.
Yeah, some of it's real, some of it's not.
Some of it's real, some of it's not. And what it is, it's my brain has embellished the truth. So say someone does a slight, it's like when they used to say, like, what your brain will fill in the gaps. Like, I remember when we used to play 8-bit games, like they reckon sensible soccer. I remember that looking like the players. I can remember watching the players almost contort their body to keep the ball in to stop it going out for a throw-in.
Nothing, yeah.
And you look at it now, it's like, oh, even, I think I noticed it. I think that, do you know what? In the modern world, I think that is the greatest example of it is watching older computer games. Because well, I go, you go back,
oh, fucking
you go on YouTube and watch Tomb Raider 1. Just Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it's unplayably just blocky.
And I'm going, I remember this being like the most immersive. As computer games have got better, and I am now I am applying those graphics to the old games because I think that's what a computer game is. So my memory.
Yeah, but I think it. Yeah, I remember playing Tomb Raider and things like that, and thinking it could never be beaten. I remember. FIFA, it would have been 1993 probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember my dad going, it just can't get any more realistic than this.
It's like watching a football match.
He said that.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah. Because he probably hadn't looked at a game since Pong. So he probably saw Pong and then there's this big gap and then you're playing that and he's got, you know, he hasn't seen the increments. My dad was the same. He saw me playing Pac-Man on the Atari and then when I came back from college, I had a or university, whatever, I had a PS1 and was playing Resident Evil in the lounge. And he was going, fucking hell. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he had like a 10, 15, 20-year gap. But I think the thing about computer games is you think this is what a computer game is. And when I go back and look at computer games, in my mind's eye, which you don't have, I am applying modern graphics. Like, you know, like now you watch
But
COD.
Do you think you were at the time? I think you might have been at the time.
No, I think...
Like Mario Kart. Like, I play Mario Kart with my son now.
What, SNES Mario Kart, you mean?
Yeah. And I'll go like, oh my God, this is like almost unplayable. When you're going really fast, it's like, it's just a screen blur.
I actually remember thinking in 1993, whenever I was playing that, going, the graphics might get better. But the physics are perfect. It felt like real life, even though it was pixelated.
Yeah.
But I remember, but like I say, and I just think that we do that in life. Like, I know there's that brilliant scene, and it really spoke to me when I was young, in Annie Hall, where Woody Allen has a flashback.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your pardon.
Annie Hall.
What?
That's not that Annie. That's a different Annie.
What's that? What?
That's Annie the musical, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They made a musical of Annie Hall, didn't they?
No. But Woody Allen has
Tomorrow.
All right. Another song from Annie Hall and I'll give you £10.
On the good ship, Lollipop.
Have you seen that?
The good ship, Lollipop?
Yeah, watch that.
Oh, is that good?
Go on YouTube and watch a clip of her singing that in the film.
Oh no, what does she do?
She's about six. She's in a mini skirt and loads of blokes are all sort of like fawning over her and getting her to sit on her lap and fondle her.
Oh no.
It's so creepy and weird. I'm not saying it is. Maybe this is exactly that. Maybe because of modern life, I am now transposing modern sensibilities on something from much more innocent.
Yeah, like you
time.
Could watch the snooker and there's Suck nothing wrong with that
ear.
Guy.
Have you seen that?
God, that's what I was going to say.
What?
Fucking
weird. What is but, that?
But is he just taking the pit? Like, imagine if he's just being a twat.
Do you know what?
Which he,
do you know
he
what?
Might be.
I have done stuff like that with my
I was going to say there, but for the grace of God,
you
go
just
I.
He sucked his ear. But I remember that Tom Daley.
Did he bite it or suck it?
It is weird, but it looks like he was trying to. It looks like he was trying to freak his kid out and embarrass him a bit. I mean, we've all done that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I'd do that.
I don't think sucking in here... Right, I'm going to count a limit. And I'm not saying he's... I don't think... Right, for one... Right, number one.
Should we explain what's happened? Because people are going to be going, what the fuck
Someone
are they talking about?
Someone was being interviewed in the snooker, and in the background, a bloke, and it looks like this kid's dad, has leaned in, whispered something in his ear, nibbled it, sucked it, and then started grinning at the camera. Now, on Twitter, everyone's like, oh my God, we've got
kill
to
kill this pedo.
This. We've got to kill this pedo. Right, one, that's obviously his dad or something.
Yeah.
Right, one, if you're a pedophile and you've abducted a child, you wouldn't go to the snooker. This, I don't know. I don't know what...
Well,
I
Parker Brown.
Oh, come on, Ash. Ash. Are you talking about bumming children? You think that's funny?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
With dirty asses. So then, exactly. Actually, it'd be pink, very pink, tender and young. New,
can he move on? Come on,
supple.
Carry on.
No, but... So I don't think if you was an actual pedo that abducted a kid, so it's probably related to him. If you
Which
were,
I think
if
most
you were
of them
a dad-son pedo combo... I don't think you'd do it in public when you know you're on camera.
I think, it, like you say, it's much more likely that he's like, this is going to
like,
get
he's
a
like,
reaction.
Oh, how do I embarrass my kid?
Because is there any difference to that and sucking your finger and sticking it in a kid's ear? Yes, no, there
well,
is.
What about Tom Daly to kiss his dad on the lips? That yeah, is more sexual. Well, that's more sexual than sucking an ear, isn't it? A kiss on the lips.
Can you not kiss on the lips? You're
Who?
A 16-year-old grown son.
Are you fucking? What are you fucking imagine, talking about, mate?
Imagine, if I tried, he would.
Do you want me to punch you in the face?
He'd punch me in the face.
Do you want to punch in the face?
I'm going to go and see if I can kiss my son on the lips. See what happens. He's bigger than me now.
Do you want to punch in the face? You don't. What are you talking about? So, I think it's a dad trying to embarrass his son, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you see? Right, no, I don't want to get into this.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think
say
I'd do
else.
It.
Because someone, I saw a thing on Twitter where someone compared that with someone else, something else, and it was quite shocking.
Because I just think it's, I don't think I'd have done that.
An actual
but I can't
pedo
say
wouldn't be
I
like,
wouldn't
oh,
have...
Here's my big chance to show the world what I am.
Or
they
maybe
know, they
it
tend
is.
To keep it a secret, don't they?
But what about that bloke? Like, this is that John Ronson thing. Like, people are... There's been, like, 100 complaints to Sheffield Police.
I know. What's he done wrong? Is it
illegal?
He
might have just been twatting around.
Is it illegal? Right. Because the law has to be black and white, doesn't it? It has to be.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, the big debates now about two-tier policing, I find it strange, I've said to you, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, is it illegal... Is an ear a sexual organ? I don't think it is.
No,
yeah, it does. No, if you stick up your ass, but then your ass is the sexual organ, isn't it? You know, we've all stuck an ear up our ass, haven't we? But I'm saying
we're all giving it a go.
We've all tried, but I'm just saying, like, if you're allowed to, people are allowed to see your ears. It's not like your dick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like a private.
No.
And it can be an erogenous thing, and you can go. It's a bit too. But I'd say kissed on the lips. Like what Tom Daly's and his dad did in public, I'd say that is closer to sexual conduct than nibbling and sucking an ear. It's a bit weird. But
I didn't
I
even
don't
know
think...
that was a thing.
What?
I didn't
yeah,
even know
was,
that Tom
that,
Daly...
was, that was a big controversy at the time. He won, then him and his dad kissed on the lips. His dad's dead now.
What? Because of that?
Yeah.
Cyanide on the lips.
Yeah. And but I'm just saying, so I'd say... I mean, then it's okay. So this is the thing, and it's so difficult. This is why things can be a grey area. So say you rub someone on the back to console them, and then you rub someone on the back and said, "Do you want to have sex?" And they could go, "Well, that was what? What is misconduct?" I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, you can't. Well, I think I know what it is, but it's hard to say what it isn't as well, because I think it depends on how things are meant and taken. But that's very difficult to prove or categorise, isn't it? So I think that is the whole problem with it. But in the eyes of the law, is it illegal to suck your kid's ear when he wasn't even the kid wasn't like trying to get away? He wasn't restrained. And I go, what? You were all. So this is the thing. You were all being heroes and being a hate mob about this because it's an easy target. There's nothing. I don't know. It just seems so strange.
I kind of want it to come out and him just go, no, I was just dicking around with my son.
I was in front of a telly camera. I could see myself on the monitors. This is not when I would. This is not when I would nonce someone up. You tend to do that behind closed doors.
I tend to do that behind closed doors.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you said I was actually trying to fuck him. And I think paedophiles know they haven't got the best public image as well. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't be on camera going, "Hey, I'm one." It's like, oh, no. I want to sort of try and keep that under wraps. They're like persona non grata, really, aren't they?
Yeah, they can't. They're not popular.
They're not as popular as they were.
Not as popular as they once were.
Not in the 70s and 80s. They've lost a step. But I think it's innocent. I think because of the public nature and because of the kids' reaction, I think it's so innocent. But people, I think this might be the disease and the addiction with outrage culture. The smaller the thing that you can see the problem, it's like when you go to an art, like someone who's an art fan would go and look at in a gallery, and the person that can make the biggest deal out of the smallest detail seems to be the cleverest one or the most virtuous one. Like you go, oh yeah, look at this piece of work, and they go, oh, I'm looking at the screws holding it to the wall. Isn't it interesting that they've used posy head because of the, and you go, oh, you're really looking into the forensic detail to try and become the kind of black belt observer. And I think with outrage culture, the more outraged you feel about the smaller thing, the more virtuous you appear to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally agree.
And I think people are going, oh, well, I'm not going to get outraged about something that's actually outrageous. I'm going to look at the minutiae, and I've got a real fine tooth comb on this. Because I'll tell you what it was. So there's
Is that a power thing? What are they?
I'll tell you what it is. It's like, oh, I'm a social done this. Justice warrior, and you go,
I'm a bit better than you.
Yeah, I'm better at looking at it for you. I'm finding it in places you can't even see it because I'm woker than you. I'm more of a social justice warrior than you. I'm more empathetic and. Do you know what I mean? And it's like...
But this guy, for example, going back to this guy, he's going to be found, named, shamed. He's probably going to lose his job.
What?
He's not going to be able to go out.
What if his kid got took off him? What if his kid got took off him?
Or certainly there's a chance that it might happen, even if there's nothing at all there, there's a chance they might separate those two and they go in for questioning. Maybe that's the right thing.
He's probably him and his kid, right? Think about this. Him and his kid love snooker. He's gone to the snooker. His kid was old enough that, you know, with my history, I'm not going to dig the bloke out. He might have had five pints. And he's just done
and
that.
He's just gone, rah, rah,
yes,
rah, rah,
rah, come on. Like, you know, it's like basically giving him a wet willy or a noogie or whatever you want to call it. And he's just, his kid was like, oh, dad, don't.
But I've seen it like snooker pedo. I've seen that sort of thing.
Have you read the comment? I've looked on Twitter at the video. And the comments are, we've got to find and kill this monster.
Yeah, they will find him. That's
they want
the
to
thing.
Kill him. He hasn't done anything wrong, really. If that kid went, you know, he's a brilliant dad, he's a little bit eccentric, we're very tactile and loving. He was trying to embarrass me. I mean, really? What?
Yeah, that kid, you're right, that kid should have come out by now and said something.
Yeah, I'm blaming the little fucker.
But then they're going to need to go to some sort of...
Well, Yorkshire Police are going with... But have they not... Are they really... I feel like they find people, don't they? They're finding people that sort of like... do a little bit of looting at a BLM.
Yeah.
And this bloke's like, fuck it, they can't find him. That seems strange.
If they're even looking for him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are they placating the public by pretending?
But imagine, when these people get named, imagine being named and it isn't you. That's the danger of people social justicing, is that you go, that was Ash Frith nibbling his son's ear. And I'm
all I'm going to say,
it wasn't.
As a dad and as a
mum,
provocative sort of character that likes to push the envelope, he really has embarrassed his kid. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I try and embarrass my kid, yourself as a paedophile.
But the trouble is, your kids
stage.
Have now superseded you, haven't they? That's the problem with the embarrassment. When he handed that woman the phone and said, he is a nonce.
Yeah.
This has happened to you, I've just realised. Maybe it was the kid making his... Oh, could you just nibble my ear for a second?
The reason I'm so good at what I do is my child was so terrified, he tried to sort of like cry for help, but I kiboshed it. This bloke's done it in public. You got to be a bit discreet, haven't you? That's all it is.
Your son said to the nurse who was fixing his teeth after they'd been punched out.
No, he gave me... Hang on, because this is a Monday. He gave me... I'll tell you the story. So my son knocked all his teeth out playing rugby. My ex-wife phoned me. He's playing... I've never encouraged him to play rugby. I've never coached him in rugby. I just... He knows I used to play.
Is he still playing now?
He's no... After this. Do you know why?
No.
Because he knocked his teeth out, he couldn't spar for like 6 months and he loves boxing so much. He's now thinking, I don't want to... He was doing both.
Right, yeah.
So my son knocked his teeth out playing rugby. I didn't even know who's playing that day. He's playing at school away in King's Lynn, right? My wife phoned me up and I don't know how, Ash, but it was my fault. Yes, it was my fault.
Yeah.
I mean, I was called...
It was your fault.
Yeah, it was my fault. She said, he's knocked his teeth out. It's fucking rugby. You fucking idiot. Why the fuck? I was like, what? I've never encouraged him because of the lockdown. I've never watched him play. I'd love to. I'm not that. He completely just was playing rugby at school, knocked his teeth out. It was my fault. So I met him at the hospital. Sorry if you've heard this before. But he, anyway, he couldn't talk because his teeth were all smashed back. And he goes, give me my phone. And he wrote, he was typing in his notes for me to read to the nurse because he wanted to communicate to the nurse. She was asking him questions. He couldn't talk. And he wrote, I can't, they're really, really sensitive. And then they written up beneath that, he passed it to me. It said, my dad's a nonce. And she went, yeah. And I went, oh, his teeth are really sensitive. And he was going, read the next bit like that. And she was staring
and
at me.
You're like, no.
And I was
no.
like, just deleting it. Yeah, yeah, be fine. But it was funny. It was very funny. But if she'd have seen that, you know, and rightly so, there would have been like a series of kind of, there would have been a protocol or of like procedure. But don't suck your kid's dick at the snooker. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, he didn't suck his dick.
How do you don't know that, do you? It's a bit foreplay, wasn't it?
You're absolutely right. I don't.
Yeah, you don't know where that was led to. But it's insane. Anyway, the other thing I saw was there was a same-sex couple in America, in Florida. This is grim. Trigger warning. They adopted two boys under 10 and had sex with them and advertised them on the dark web and pimped them out. And someone was saying, and you could Google it.
People were saying that's the same.
No, people were saying this story was all but complete media blackout and buried. And it was. If you Google it, because I looked at the name, and I thought that's not true. And I Googled it and it wasn't reported on. But then more people know about this snooker guy that's sucked his kid's ear and this actual really heinous thing because the thing I saw was saying because it's same sex and doesn't fit the narrative and we don't want to fuel any sort of home. It's been buried. Do you know what I mean? It is insane that this thing in snooker is a big, big thing. It is. There is no case to answer as far as I'm concerned.
No, probably not.
Mm. But that's the way the media is, isn't it? And I know it's a big subject, but have you seen that, you know, they've got two wars going on now. You've got Ukraine, Russia and Palestine, Israel. I keep seeing people saying, oh, do you think Palestinian lives aren't worth anything? Do you think Israeli lives are worth more than Palestinian lives? Which is sort of fair comment until you go, well, if I said, or if someone said, obviously they support Ukraine, you wouldn't go, oh, would you think Ukrainian life? I don't know why the Israel-Palestine conflict seems to be all about prejudice and not...
Yeah, it's very strange, that. It's really strange. I've noticed that.
It's not about any sovereign country's foreign policy or politics. Do you think Jews are worth more than Arabs?
Yeah,
it's
like, as soon as you were to say anything, you would have to answer to that.
Do you see what I mean? It's like, well, look... I don't agree with a lot of things. you know, or I don't take sides. I haven't got, but it's like, I don't know why that one is reduced to the participants and not judged in that kind of, like I say, foreign policy, political way. It's just, oh, what, you think Arabs aren't human? It's like, I've seen that. That's very divisive and, what do you call it? Reductive, isn't it? It's a very, for some reason, the conflicts in the Middle East seem to be reductive. They seem to be reduced to the bare.
Why is that, I wonder? But media, isn't it? That's the answer.
Well, yeah, they're stoking it up. But look, the thing is, Israel is I've been to Israel twice, and Israel is like a...
You had that wedding in the car park, didn't you?
It was a beautiful wedding. I think that I think Israel's like a Western country in the Middle East in a way, isn't it? It's got a democracy, and it's, do you know what I mean? It's a bit more modern, a Western sensibility.
Yeah.
You know, and it's surrounded by countries that... So I think, like, I don't know. I don't know how to say it sensitively. I don't know why that conflict seems to be about the ethnicities. Whereas Russia and Ukraine...
It totally is. Totally is.
Russia, Ukraine, you go, oh, I think, like, you know, Russia have got a point that they said to the UN, I won't stand in your way as long as you don't come right up to our border. And Ukraine's on the border, and the UN went, and Ukraine were like, yeah, we want the UN. And so Putin was like, well, I said, if you ever come this far, I'd... So he's trying to take that bit back. Like, that's very simplified. Now, you could say, oh, I see his point. You could say, the Ukraine's point, if they want the UN in there, you shouldn't be at whatever. And it's like, that's... But Israel, Palestine seems to be, oh, you hate Arabs. It's like, no, I don't hate Arabs.
No, I've seen that.
You're anti-Semite. You want all the Jews killed. No, I don't know why you can't talk about the nuances. Well, that one just seems to be, oh, either you hate Muslims or Jews. Seems to be, doesn't it?
But that is, are we not being forced that? Like, it yes, feels like...
Yeah, well, yeah, you are. And, you know, there's, you know, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you are being forced that. You're right. But it's real. Like, I'm not talking about, like...
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, I'm not just like that.
No,
that's,
I mean,
what I'm also being told.
When I mean it's really, I'm not saying it's all I see. Like, I don't see Piers Morgan talking to fucking Abu Hamza or what. I'm saying, like, you can just see it in Twitter and in people I know on social media talking about it. It's so... I look at a conflict. And I guess this has happened. I don't know if you know this. Joe Rogan had Tucker Carlson on the other week, and he went fucking a bit mental, actually. But he was saying, we did drop 2 atomic bombs on civilian cities in Japan, and he's got loads of blowback by people going, him going, that's sort of evil. If you've got to say that, it's like, if you don't think there's anything wrong with that, you're kind of evil. And people, yeah, like, going, it's like what am I saying? It's sort of like, you can, I don't know why you can't look at Israel and Palestine and go and look at the details of what was done. It is, you're either Islamophobic or anti-Semitic. It seems to be that's the only reason.
You do agree. It's really weird.
That's the only.
I wonder what purpose that's serving. What bigger purpose that's serving?
Well, I think it's to historically victimized faiths, isn't it, maybe? Or they would say that. And I just think that's the game they play, I think. I do think that's the game they play. It's like, I've been there. Like I'm saying, Tucker Carlson can say, right, in World War II, okay, or like in Britain, right, we go, yeah, Churchill was a fucker. He didn't tell Coventry they were going to get bombed. And also the amount he bombed Dresden was bad. But then Hitler was... But like, over there, it's like, they will not, they cannot see any of their own shortcomings, and they just think the opponents are pure evil. And I've been there, and I've been to Israel, and I've been into walked across the border into Egypt, and they both think of each other. There is no accountability, or there's no nuanced, oh yeah, maybe we shouldn't have done that historically. You know what the West's like we're hand-wringing and pearl-clutched about our past. Oh, I can't believe we did that. I can't believe we colonised. I can't believe we had the empire. Oh, it's so terrible. We've got the Elgin Marbles. In the Middle East...
Do you think
East,
they are doing that? I think some of us are.
In the Middle East, they just go, we're perfect.
Forever.
They're scum.
Yeah.
And then you walk across the border, and they're like, we're perfect. They're scum. It's insane out there. There's no fucking, I don't know. They've got this. They haven't had their
different sensibilities.
Yeah, they haven't had that jingoism beaten out of them yet. Maybe they.
But
never
you find
will.
That with like Eastern Europeans as well. Like you will find that in some sort of the people who have been through wars where countries were split from Yugoslavia or.
I mean, we're a part of a generation where we can't remember the big wars, like you know. Maybe that's it. And because they feel that like they're still in it there.
They're
I mean, if you
it, yeah.
if you spoke to a British person in 1948 about Germans, they would probably talk the way they do in the Middle East about their neighbours now.
Yeah, and that works for the Eastern Europeans because it was in the 90s,
exactly.
Croatia
because
and Yugoslavia fell. And
the end of the day, World War II didn't happen here, did it? I mean, they dropped bombs, but it wasn't like there was no boots on the ground. We had that everywhere else.
Yeah, other than America.
Yeah, they didn't happen. Well, they hit Pearl Harbor. But when you look at where Hawaii is, fuck me, that ain't nowhere near America. Like, it's halfway, it's so fucking, it's just a little tiny island in the middle of nowhere. But that was a false flag.
So anyway. That's important stuff. But then, so do you remember moose that come in a little plastic pot with a domed bottom and a cardboard piece of...
Of course I do, mate. Raspberry. Like the raspberry. Only fucking raspberry. What else did you get raspberry apart from moose? Raspberry
really
ripple
like
ice cream.
Raspberry flavour.
Really? It's like it's fizzy, wasn't it? It was sorbet, wasn't it? You know, raspberry ripple was like tiger stripes of sorbet in that cheap vanilla ice cream.
Oh, God, it was good.
Raspberry ripple's good rhyme and slang, isn't it?
Yeah. For Whiffle?
No, for someone that shouldn't be eating ice creams in public. Ironically, raspberry ripple is an ice cream. That's all sort of like tying in.
Thank you, listener. We'll be back on Wednesday if you're a patron, which is $1 a month. And we could really do with it because I've just installed a bathroom and fucking hell.
And you're getting through a lot of toilet paper by the sounds of it.
Also, the pressure's not good enough. I'm going to have to get a pump installed on the hot water.
Oh, no. So, I feel like you should have found that out before this point.
I pretty much knew.
Where's the pump going to go? In the loft?
It's going to go by the water heater in the on the landing.
Oh, that's not too bad. I thought you were going to have to sort of like undo some of the work you've done to...
I'm not going to. I would literally just have a display shower rather than do that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But I could go under the office floor if I really needed to, but I'm not going to do that.
Nah.
Fuck it.
You've done enough.
I've done so much. Oh, so I painted all the skirting boards, measured them up, cut them, painted them. And they were drying up nicely. And I took my son to work. And when I come back, it had been a terrible storm and all of the painting was fucked.
Oh, God, we're old. You took your son to work. We're old men.
Yeah.
Didn't take him to school or after school club or kung fu. Took him to fucking work.
I took him to college as well, to be fair.
Yeah, I know, but saying I'd take my son to work makes me feel old, like we're old.
He's going to start driving lessons in 6 weeks.
Going to start sucking my ear.
Sucking your ear? I mean, that's perfect. Oh, no, he'd still be... Oh, no, he's
Did
of
he tell
age.
You I'm invited him to the snooker?
He's of age.
Me and him are going down Riley's pool hall.
You're having a is your stag do going to be you and my son going to Riley's?
Yeah. Earlobes are vegan, bro.
Where
are
we doing for your stag do? Now, should we go have a sober stag do?
Yeah. Got to fucking get a load of brasses in, mate.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I support sex workers financially. Yeah, exactly.
And when you're holding them up.
Yeah, above my face when they do their wee wees in my mouth.
Right, listener, for more of this, just $1 a month. Come on. Everyone, if you everyone just did $1 a month for a year.
Like
that's
when
it needs to be.
Bear Grylls fucking squeezed that camel shit in his gob.
Yeah, he did. And the guts of a snake.
But he did it in like a Bukkake way. Like he held it above his face and squeezed it. Was going,
and
had his tongue
it in
out.
To prove it was going in.
My mouth is your toilet.
Right, everyone listening, go over to Patreon.
Yeah,
give us £1 a month.
If you are already a patron, Kofi us up a gift.
Just do it. I just need a sort of influx of money. That's all I need. If you want to see me do comedy, Thursday I'm in Lewes. Is it Lewes or Lewis? L-E-W-E-S.
Have you ever seen... Oh, we've got to get into that. We'll talk about it Wednesday. Remind me on Wednesday to talk about Lucifer of Liege.
Oh, yeah. Friday I'm up near Milton Keynes. If you want to know the details, get in touch.
Perfect.
Saturday I'm now in Brighton.
Oh man, I've just had the best news ever.
I'm in Brighton.
So oh my god, I've had the best news ever. I've just looked at a text.
Yeah?
I had my Saturday gig pulled and GB News want to pull me forward to this Saturday.
There you go. That works out nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It all works out nicely.
But I did
in
buy a
end.
Train ticket for the following Saturday, but that's good.
You can cancel that, can't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, so some people I know that listen to this did come to Brighton last time, so come
sorry,
again.
Sorry, I was half reading a text then. That
no,
was
that's
such
fine.
Good
it's
news.
Good news.
Yeah, sorry,
Justin will be on television on Saturday.
Yeah, I will be on between 8 and 9. That's amazing. And I'm on the South Coast as well Friday.
Oh, it's all worked out
beautifully.
Speak to you Wednesday.
Yeah, speak to you Wednesday. Bye.